Just looking round the newsagents this week, you'll find one magazine giving away a book worth £6.99, when the magazine itself only costs £2.99, and it doesn't stop there. One rival is offering a CD, another a calculator, and so it goes on. You know, it really is a reader's market at the moment. But I can see you're asking yourselves, if the gifts are actually far more expensive than the magazines, well, clearly the magazines are facing greater competition, and it's all about offering your reader the best possible value. If your competitors got something out, then you don't want to be seen to be lagging behind. And once you've started, in a sense you've got to keep on. You do get locked into a circulation war, where the only way to stay on top seems to be through the free gifts. And remember, it doesn't matter if the gift costs more than the magazine, because the real profits come not from the cover price, but from the advertising revenues. To keep those flowing in, you need good figures, and that's where the free gifts come in. And, of course, it can't be any old gift. An inappropriate choice would do more harm than good. The gift must reinforce the true brand values of the magazine. The specialist titles are particularly good at this, and it's also a good opportunity for people to sample your magazine. It may bring in new readers. With the right gift, you could even be looking at as much as 15% uplift on your sales, particularly in the teen market where pop fashions come and go, and it's very important to encourage reader loyalty.